Bruce Edwin back here with Rachel Amadeo. Rachel was just speaking with us about the film What About Me. It's one of my favorite films I've seen. It's on Criterion now. It's just amazing. And Rachel, you were just speaking about how you didn't have the talent actually do, you know, rehearse lines, but actually rehearse the scenes. Is that correct? Did I get that correctly?
Say that again.
I heard you state that you actually gave the actors scenes and kind of moods or scenes.
Oh, yeah. I basically told them what the situation was and then take it from that. Like, you know, drunk boyfriend, like, you know, yelling at me, he's being drunk, and, I knock the food out of his hand, and then he goes to strike me. You knock him over, and then we leave together.
Interesting. I love that, and I guess that's why it has such a documentary style look to it. And it seems so real in many senses of viewing it. I love so many scenes in it, and you know, parts in it, I just wanted to stop and freeze the frame because it looks so photographically just powerful, just from each still. And, you know, I mean, the club scene when the, you know, your boyfriend character you were talking about is peering through the hole, looking into the club, the bar scene with Nick Zed and, you know, the characters in there, that was so intense. But so many scenes of it were so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Well, I had two great cinematographers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now,
who was the other, aside, was the second cinematographer?
Well, I'm Emily Jones and my husband, and then Mark Brady, who went to School of Visual Arts with Henry.
Okay, so Mark did as well. But you were directing this, and you also acted. You played the lead role, of course, of Lisa. Had you had any acting training before, any desire to do acting, or what made you want to do that?
Yeah, well, I had studied acting at Herbert Berghoff with Bill Hickey.
Okay.
Who was an exceptional character actor.
Yes.
And if you look up Bill Hickey, he's just, you know, done so many films. And anyway, he would always tell me, you know, how much he believed in my acting, and I was really great. And especially my intonation was always really something he admired. So
yeah. Yeah, I loved you on screen. I mean, all the characters in this film were so compelling. Of course, I'm a fan of most all of them that I know, you know, and as being in the, you know, coming out of the punk scene myself, I mean, they're all just compelling people to watch. But even just aside from that, if no one knows their history, I mean, you know, Nick Zed was, you know, a beautiful, cool person to look at, for example, and, you know, and yourself. I mean, you just look so fascinating to watch in the film.
Yeah.
So it was just really, and the shots were so beautiful, and it was really acted superbly. So it was really intense. I mean, I was happy that I didn't start crying at the end in a way. But it was very, very intense.
Yeah, it was. And I think, you know, casting is very important, you know?
Yes.
In this film. And I think I did a really good job with that. And I really knew talent when I saw it. And I, you know, like some of the people were professional actors. And a lot of people were musicians, and, you know, being a musician on stage, you know, it's just like, you're kind of an actor anyway, you know.
Exactly.
Because you're putting on a show.
Yeah.
So I trusted that they could do well in their performance because I didn't give them, like with me and Richard, me and Richard wrote some lines. Sometimes I wrote lines, but if I was dealing with non-actors, I would give them a situation because that way it's easier for them to get, you know, to really, you know, pull it off. You know?
Yeah. That's really cool. How long did shooting take on this? Pardon me.
About 3.5 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a short process.
No. So that's why I asked Richard Evans to wear a hat because he was a character actor and his hair was always changing. So I put on this hat and wear that. So then if your hair changes, then we won't notice it so much, you know. And Greg kind of always looked like himself, and he had the same look for his whole life, so that wasn't an issue.
That's funny, yeah. Now, what about some of the party, like the drug scenes? Was that all of that, anyone really smoking that stuff?
No, we used marijuana for the crack scene.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was wondering about that. And what was the... what was the result like? Now, I know, obviously, MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art in New York, one of the most prestigious art institutions in the world, has just purchased the film that we're talking about, What About Me? And it's also got picked up on Criterion, extended with them. But what was, when it first came out, what was the reaction like to the film?
I got a lot of great write-ups. I was in a few film festivals, but it just never got picked up. Like, it was almost like some week, like, I remember this one company was going to pick me up, I mean, as far as a theatrical release.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, you just had a love scene in there, it's black and white, is hard to sell, you know, that was like some kind of weird reason why I kept falling through a crack here and a crack there.
Yeah.
And then I got I was in the Chicago Underground Film Festival, and then I had a distributor approach me there, so then I had a VHS distribution deal for a while, and then Amos Poe had gotten hooked me up with a different company then. He says, oh, try these people, they have DVD releases, and those people picked me up then, and then I get the release, then I had Japanese people call me up, and then I had it in Japan, and then I guess my real break happened when my partner, and I call him my husband because he's been in the same household for 36 years, he was part of this MoMA thing that they were doing about the 70s in New York. It was based on Club 57, which was a mecca of, happening.
Yeah.
Seeing there in the late 70s, and he's like, oh, you got to see my girlfriend's movie, to the people of the MoMA.
Yeah.
And they're like, sure, why not? Because Henry was very, he's always trying to include me in whatever he was doing. And plus, he was the cinematographer on my film. But anyway, the MoMA included it, and then it just somehow got in the hands of New Yorker Magazine, which Richard Brody gave it an exceptional review, and because of that...
We should,
it, sold out at the screening sold out at the MoMA, and then the MoMA ended up buying it for their permanent collection.
That's incredible. Well, you're finally, I won't say finally, but you are getting the recognition you deserve now. I mean, not enough in my view, but you are getting it. So it's well deserved. Now, this is
30 years later.
Yeah, right. Well, better late than never. You've obviously done other films than this. I almost called you Lisa, but Rachel, and... tell us about some of, if you want, your other films or what you're working on now or all of the above.
Well, I had a family shortly after, and I made two short films after feature film, because like I didn't have that type of money. I mean, I just again, you know, it was like everything was done on favors with the feature film. The only thing I paid for was probably film and developing and the sound mix, probably.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to cut you off. You're talking about the budget for What About Me?
Yeah, like I said, a lot of things were, you know, done mostly on favors.
But, interesting. Yeah, I was curious about that.
But I did have to pay for film and developing, and I did have to pay the soundtrack. I did want to, I saved up money for that, paid for that, and it's very important that you don't cut corners on the sound, you know.
Absolutely.
I've seen films that do that, and it's just terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I made sure that I did the right sound mix. But then afterwards, I just made two short films, which, you know, it's hard to really, you know, I hate to say this, but the only future is in a feature. You know what I mean? It's like short films are, you know, they're okay, but it's hard to, you know, to show a short film.
That's true. Although I do have to give a shout out to Holly Schwartz. They're now qualified as Oscar contending in the competition for Oscars.
Now, it's taken a long time, but
exactly.
Now it's possible. But back in the day, it was very hard.
Absolutely.
We used to be in a few film festivals, but it was hard to make money with it or anything.
Oh yeah, yeah. Before just even a couple years ago, it was like non-existent, pretty much. So.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
I made those, and those are beautiful films. I love them both. I love both of the other films I made.
Yeah.
But now I'm just trying to sell my screenplay, which is beautiful film set in the 80s, based on my life as a rock drummer and, you know, my experience at CBs and just the life in the Lower East Side. And,
cool.
You know, I don't think a really righteous film has been made about New York City in the, you know, like, you know, a true film of how things were back then.
Right.
I haven't seen one. If you find one for me, I would love to see it. But I think that every film that's been tried to be made about the Lower East Side in the 80s has kind of been a failure so far. So I'm hoping that I can, you know, get some backing on for my screenplay, because it's just exceptional, piece of material.
Well, that's awesome.
So that's kind of what I'm trying to do now.
I believe it.
It's a struggle, but I'm hoping that something will come around, you know.
Well, I'm confident it will. And yeah, I mean, I know we were speaking off mic here the other day about the film The Runaways, and then Penelope's Fears popped into my head with, of course, her decline of Western civilization, you know, the metal years and the punk years and all that. And aside from, you know, those films, I mean, there's maybe little documentaries here and there I'd pop up on YouTube. But, yeah, there's nothing really of that magnitude that you're talking that I can think of.
Well, Jim Jarmusch made a really exceptional documentary with Iggy Pop, which I thought was really pretty amazing and really gave you the feeling of the struggle, you know, of, the bands of that day.
Yeah.
I thought that was really, really well made.
Cool.
But as far as just like storytelling about that time, I haven't seen anything that's blown my mind. Production-wise,
exactly.
I thought that Runaways were really good, but it just somehow lacked the fire that it needed to sustain interest for me. You know, like it just kind of like dwindled. You know, started out strong, and then it just got weaker, I felt, as it went along.
Interesting. Yeah, and I'm thinking of that Sonic Youth, kind of the so-called grunge documentary that had Nirvana and Sonic Youth in it. But again, that really wasn't about the whole, that was just a little music documentary. It's not really about the lifestyle and everything. Well, that's exciting to hear you talking about doing this. I definitely want to see it, and I know you're going to have success with it. Rachel, I could talk with you for on and on. We have, I think, a lot in common, but I know you've got a lot you're dealing with now. Is there anything you want to share with our listeners before we wrap up here?
Well, I mean, if you have any more questions, just don't hesitate to call me if you come up with a couple of more. Right now, I'm just, it's really a crazy time in my life at the moment. Losing my partner and cinematographer. And it just happened a few weeks ago. I was able to pull it together to do this interview, but I'm glad that I did because, it got me through the day at least.
Oh, that's good. Well, I just felt so much from you as a character in this film and from your motion picture. It's What About Me was just really exciting and an honor for me to speak with you. So
What About Me was definitely it's my movie, but it was a group effort of a lot of talented people.
Yeah.
And without M. Henry Jones and Mark Brady, it could have never happened because they were the ones that made it look, had my, vision, come true sort of thing.
Yeah.
They were the ones that made it happen. Without them, without their talent, What About Me could have never been made. And all the great, great characters that contributed, their personalities to make it what it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's very true, but also very humble of you. I mean, filmmaking is a group effort, but I do have to acknowledge your awesomeness. So,
yeah.
Very cool. Rachel, thanks so much for your time. Please hold the line. I'm going to be right back with you. Folks, Rachel Amadeo. And it's been a real pleasure. We'll be back soon.